Hello, I'm Tia Albaum with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm with Chris Lucas, the Special Agent in Charge of the OIG's Office of Investigations Electronic Crimes Division, or ECD. We're here to discuss the darknet. Thank you for joining me, Chris.
Thank you, Tia.
Within the EPA OIG, you and your team conduct investigations of cybercrimes, computer misuse, and threats to the EPA's computer systems. As a part of your job, you pay special attention to the tactics and techniques being used by cybercriminals to communicate. The darknet is one tool being used by criminals to anonymously connect and exchange information. Chris, can you begin by telling our listeners more about what the darknet is and how it operates?
The darknet is a hidden part of the World Wide Web that isn't indexed by traditional search engines like Google or Bing. Criminals are able to use large, unregulated networks and layers of encryption like Tor, Freenet, and I2P to hide their online location and operate with anonymity. This type of network facilitates peer-to-peer file sharing and can be used for illicit activities such as accessing child pornography or selling guns or drugs or other contraband.
Can you give some more examples of the types of transactions that occur on the darknet?
Absolutely. Darknet uses traffic in fake or stolen IDs, credit card numbers, drugs, contract killings, counterfeit goods, computer hacking tools, human trafficking. Dealers also use the darknet in the sale of illegal weapons and materials to build weapons for terrorists.
Computer hackers also sell their services on the darknet, right?
Yes. For a price, these hackers target businesses, financial institutions, and government agencies. Users can buy malware to steal data or hire freelance talent to target employees throughout the entire agencies with phishing attacks.
So the darknet is used, among other unlawful purposes, to sell goods and services. What is the difference between the darknet and e-commerce sites like eBay and Amazon?
E-commerce sites operate on the surface web. That's where most people do their internet searches for websites indexed by standard search engines. Unlike eBay, Amazon, and similar sites, marketplaces on the darknet are hidden and used almost exclusively for illegal activities.
Almost? So the darknet has legitimate uses?
Some, but not many. For example, human rights advocates use it to communicate in countries that limit free speech.
Darknet markets have been attracting significant media coverage. Can you tell us about the recent darknet market takedowns?
Sure. In July 2017, U.S. and international law enforcement agencies shut down two of the largest, most notorious darknet marketplaces, AlphaBay and Hansa. These sites were engaged in all types of illegal activities, including drug trafficking, producing fake IDs, and counterfeiting goods. Law enforcement officials first took down AlphaBay, which had 250,000 listings just for illegal drugs and toxic chemicals, and more than 100,000 listings for other fraudulent goods and services. Many AlphaBay users were trapped when they switched to Hansa, which, unknown to them, had been taken over by law enforcement officials a month before. The creator of AlphaBay was arrested in Thailand, and his profits were frozen. Many other key players were arrested as well. The takedown was a really sophisticated operation that involved government agencies all over the world.
Why were these two cases, the takedowns of AlphaBay and Hansa, so important?
Well, those marketplaces came into existence after the Silk Road was shut down 4 years prior. The Department of Justice had reported that the Silk Road, the largest darknet marketplace before AlphaBay, had 14,000 listings for illicit goods and services, a huge but much smaller number than AlphaBay. So the market kept getting larger and more pervasive. Still, every time law enforcement, U.S. and international agencies are able to take down a network, we learn more about how drugs, weapons, and deals operate in the darknet from these cases.
Why has it been so difficult for law enforcement to shut down these markets?
The identities and locations of darknet users are very hard to track down due to the layered encryption systems. Communications are relayed through a large number of intermediate servers. At each server, identifying information is taken away. This complicated path of communication is almost impossible to reproduce or trace back to a host. Darknet users also use digital currencies such as Bitcoin to buy and sell goods. Digital currencies can be difficult to track as they are independent of banks.
Chris, you mentioned potential threats to government agencies preyed upon by darknet users. What threat do criminals on the darknet pose to government employees in general and the public at large?
The darknet and cybercrimes in general pose considerable risk to people. Criminals are using the darknet to buy identifications and to purchase malware with relative anonymity. People need to be aware of these threats and they should take steps to secure their personally identifiable information.
The darknet is certainly a bleak and foreboding topic. What is the future of the darknet? How do you see its reach potentially affecting the work of the offices of inspectors general?
Unfortunately, darknet markets are constantly being developed. Other darknet markets will take the place of AlphaBay and Hansa. Offices of Inspectors General and other law enforcement entities will have to continue to evolve and change tactics to identify and shut down these marketplaces.
Thank you, Chris, for discussing the darknet with us today.
You're welcome, Tia.
To learn more about the EPA Office of Inspector General's work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.